From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the book of Joshua as he brings the next portion of a message called The Security of the Saints as Illustrated by the Deliverance of Rahab. The city of Jericho stood under the ban, which meant it was devoted to destruction. There was only one place of safety in the entire city, Rahab's house on the wall, the place marked by the scarlet cord. It shows us that in the time of judgment, the sole place of safety is under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. As Dr. Cairns has shown, Rahab was still in Jericho, but she was no longer of it. Now she was in a covenant relationship with God Himself. Here we find a beautiful picture of the position of every believer in Jesus Christ. The presence of the army of Israel struck fear into the hearts of Jericho's inhabitants, especially when those walls began to crumble. For Rahab, however, the very things that frightened others brought joy and expectation to her heart. Similarly, the people of God need not fear the things that are taking place in this world, for the Lord is in control. Then Rahab felt a great responsibility to bring all her loved ones into that place of deliverance. What an illustration of the need to reach sinners with the gospel. Furthermore, as Dr. Cairns will point out, even though Jericho was being devastated, she and her loved ones were safe and secure. God's people are safe anywhere. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in Psalm 45 and verse 7. Thou hatest wickedness. Be ye angry and sin not. There can hardly be goodness in a man if he be not angry at sin. He who loves truth must hate every false way. How our Lord Jesus hated it when temptation came. Thrice it assailed him in different forms, but ever he met it with, Get thee behind me, Satan. He hated it in others, none the less fervently, because he showed his hate oftener in tears of pity than in words of rebuke. Yet what language could be more stern, more Elijah-like, than the words, Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. He hated wickedness so much that he bled to wound it to the heart. He died that it might die. He was buried that he might bury it in his tomb. And he rose that he might forever trample it beneath his feet. Christ is in the gospel, and that gospel is opposed to wickedness in every shape. Wickedness arrays itself in fair garments and imitates the language of holiness. But the precepts of Jesus, like his famous scourge of small cords, chase it out of the temple and will not tolerate it in the church. So too, in the heart where Jesus reigns, what war there is between Christ and Belial. And when our Redeemer shall come to be our judge, those thundering words, Depart, ye cursed, which are indeed but a prolongation of his life-teaching concerning sin, shall manifest his abhorrence of iniquity. As warm as is his love to sinners, so hot is his hatred of sin. As perfect as is his righteousness, so complete shall be the destruction of every form of wickedness. O thou glorious champion of right and destroyer of wrong, for this cause hath God, even thy God, anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
Here is love.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. There are many things happening in the world that have people full of fear. Every time the world lurches toward what it thinks as world peace, their fears begin to subside. Something else happens. They realize that it's only a fool's paradise they're living in. This world is still an armed camp. This world has still mad and malicious men, both in power and striving for power, and ready to do whatever it takes to hold on to that power. Then you look at the areas that are beyond human control. I believe, if my reading of Scripture is right, I believe that all the hubbub about the AIDS virus will be a Sunday school picnic compared to what will be launched in this world. There are things out there that medical science doesn't even know as yet to exist. Fearful things. Fearful things. I don't say this to scaremonger. I simply say this, that all these things that alarm do something else to the Christian. They say to us what all those other things said to Rahab, that the coming of the Lord draweth nigh, that the deliverance of the people of God is on its way, that our God is in control. He will judge His Jericho, but thank God He will deliver His people. We can look up. God's people should not be cast down. God's people should not be living in fear. This is one thing that bothers me when I came under the influence of this to some extent as a young man, listening to various convention preachers from this country and from our own country, and they would come painting up the communist menace, and they were talking about communism so much they hardly talked of Christ. And God's people had their eyes fixed in communism. You had people practically lifting the bedclothes to make sure that Stalin wasn't hiding under the bed every night before they would retire. And the fear factor was so incapacitating to the people of God. Now, that's not to say that politically we should have been unaware of the threat of communism. No. But it is to say that God's people have a hope. And if we stand by our God and His gospel, we will enjoy that hope. And we live in the victory of that hope. A Savior who's in control. A God who is sovereign, who rules upon the throne, who is doing His will, who is moving at His speed, inexorably, inevitably, and unconquerably, to do what He wants to do. You make the very wrath of man to praise Him. We look out today and we rejoice as we're detained in a world that's headed for imminent destruction. We look out with hope because every alarm to the world is the sound of the trumpet of jubilee to the child of God. The Savior is on His way. Oh, how easy it is to lose the joyous reality that the Savior is on His way. He's coming. Don't let us ever miss that joyous anticipation. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming. God has marked the day in the calendar of His eternal purpose. And not all the Lenins and Stalins and Khrushchevs that the world has ever spawned will hinder Him by one moment. He's coming. He'll do His work. we look up with joy. What alarms the world encourages the believer. We look at Rahab and learn something else, that in this situation she lived with an urgent sense of responsibility. Jericho's time was passing. The time of her deliverance was coming, but the time of her deliverance was to be the time of destruction for everybody outside of the protection of her dwelling. Where she dwelt, under the seal of the covenant, under the promise of grace, where she dwelt was the only place of safety. Everywhere else, destruction. And that gave to her that sense of responsibility to labor, to have her loved ones in her home under the same seal of grace, so that there they would find security. Believer, there are many things to take your attention in this world. There are many, many things that command your time, that demand your energy. There are things that seem so important. But let me tell you, in the light of eternity, the one thing that really matters, starting with your own family, and then going beyond that, is to get poor, otherwise eternally condemned sinners to dwell where you dwell, to get them to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, to get them under the blood, to have them trusting the same gospel and the same grace, and be ready for the same salvation. I know that salvation is of the Lord, but God's people must be gripped with the urgency of their responsibility. Parents, never forget, never forget your greatest duty and your greatest delight will be to see your children saved. If you leave them out there in Jericho, you may go to heaven, but they'll be damned in hell. This to me is always a fearful thought. God says to his people, children are the heritage of the Lord. God's inheritance. This is what you have from him. And yet so often that heritage is frittered away. It's sold for the pleasures of time. It's sold for the pursuits of the world. Damned irretrievably. We must live with the urgency of our great responsibility to reach out first to our family and then to sinners. Paul said, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Necessity is laid upon me. I cannot be silent. I cannot be indifferent. I cannot let my friends and the sinners whom God has placed within my realm of responsibility, I cannot let them perish without an attempt to reach them for Christ. I must live with that sense of urgency and responsibility. And of course, through all that, she lived with an acute sense of expectancy. This is what would buoy her up. This is what would give her courage when she would feel the danger and the threat from the people of Jericho. This is what would have encouraged her from day to day, just this growing sense of expectancy. Faith can never be divorced from expectancy. When you've no expectation, you've no faith. Faith grasps what has been said, but it always is reaching out to what is to come. Faith is always dealing with what the eye of the flesh cannot yet see and the hand of the flesh cannot yet grasp, but it grasps it joyfully because it recognizes the reality of everything God has promised. Here is Rahab's detainment in Jericho, and that is how we are to live while we're in the world, but not of it. But that period will pass, as it passed with Rahab. We look at her deliverance from Jericho. We have read in verse 25, Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive. Now, when I thought of that, I thought that there's a great lesson here. If Rahab was safe in Jericho, the child of God is safe anywhere. Now, if you forget all else that I'm about to say in this, remember that. The devil seeks to debilitate the people of God with unwarranted fear. This terrorizing fear. So many of God's people are living their lives in fear. Fear of themselves, fear of the unknown, fear of disease, fear of death, fear of the ungodly. Whatever it is, fear of just about anything. So often afraid to live, afraid to serve, afraid to die, afraid for anything. But here is the truth. If Rahab was safe, living in the walls of Jericho, then we are safe anywhere. If she was safe under those circumstances, we are safe under any circumstances.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.